to live. So grab your pen and paper and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, welcome to episode 28. I'm so excited that you're tuning in today. Today's topic is going to be called Failing Forward. How many times in our life have we felt like either we have totally failed at something, or we have dealt with a bad habit or relationship problem or a career challenge and feel like we just fell short and don't feel good about it? How many times in our lives have you failed at doing something and just decided to quit? Well, that's what today's topic is going to be. And basically, we're going to figure out ways that we can fail forward. And what does that look like in our lives? Meaning, like, to me, growing up, I had this fear of failure my entire life that I struggled with because of the fear of the unknown, because of what if I actually failed. And one of the things that I've learned throughout my life is that you've only failed when you stop and quit. And there's a actually beautiful outcome that you can really reflect on today of just looking at areas of your life where you feel like you have fallen short or that you have failed at, and finding out what was the life lesson to be learned here. And that's what I mean by failing forward, is taking a look at those bad habits, those relationship patterns, those career challenges, those setbacks, because all of those are part of everyone's journey. We all struggle with that. We all have fallen short. But what happens with all of those things that we fall short on or that we are failing at? What do we do with those things? A lot of times people will stay stuck, will not do anything else, will be discouraged and feel hopeless. And today I just really want to encourage you to this journey of not feeling hopeless. And if you are, I want to give you some tools that are going to help you just to kind of reflect even on one of those things that you feel like you have failed at and really begin to kind of break that down of the good and the bad and what was the lesson learned here. You know, however you're thinking about those failures determines whether we're going to move forward or we're going to stay stuck in our lives. And so, for instance, with even these podcasts, a lot of times I've struggled, like, is anybody even listening to what I'm doing and the work that I'm doing week after week and all the preparation that goes into doing a podcast? And in my mind, it's just like, yeah, you're not doing a good job. Those feelings of failure kind of come in and really just overtake us. And we have to be careful with those whispers of doubt, of fear, of anger, of bitterness, of resentment. If you've had areas in your life where they didn't come out as planned. And, you know, a lot of times that could be discouraging too and can keep us stuck in a state of just kind of being complacent and stagnant in our lives. And today I want to awaken those things back in you, those dreams and goals that you've had throughout your life, even those things that you have fallen short on. I want you to take a different approach today and look at it from a different perspective. And so that's easier said than done. So just to kind of give you a little bit of my background, if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I was raised in an environment where there was nothing but negativity as far as just never had like life spoken over me. It was always the things that I didn't do correctly. And so it was very much raised in an environment of perfectionism and performance. And so I learned early on at a very young age on to make sure I did things as much as I could perfect, which is unrealistic, guys. And also learned it was about a performance. Like if you perform, then there's a positive outcome that can come through it. And even my relationships were that way. Even my relationship with God was that way. Everything needed to be right. Everything needed to be perfect. Everything needed to be like the excellence word that I use, a spirit of excellence, where it was more of a spirit of perfectionism that was really enabling me for all of these years. And even when I looked at past failures and hearing, you know, being in raised in an environment where there was negativity, I really began to believe that I could never do anything right, that I was a failure, that I wasn't smart enough, And so that really stopped me from growing, because whenever I would attempt to go out to do something, those were the lies that would speak to me. Or if there was results that I felt like, man, you did not do good at this. You started something and didn't finish it. Then I would feel like a total failure. And so I want to encourage you in that today, to begin looking at those areas of your life where you feel like you've fallen short, or even things that you feel like, you know what, I really screwed this up. But also now approach it in a different approach of just really thinking to yourself, like, you know, I may have screwed that up, but what could I have done differently? And what did I learn from that? And possibly attempt, do I really want to go down that road again of that? Maybe it was sales. You weren't good at sales. Maybe it was like you did schooling and did a different track. Or like, what was the positive outcome and the negative outcome that maybe has you stuck somewhere in your life today? I love one of the quotes by Michael Jordan that he famously is known for. And he has said that I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and this is why I succeed. Now, he is a legend, people. Like, he is known of like the king of basketball before even LeBron James came. And LeBron James totally admires someone like, you know, Michael Jordan. But even Michael Jordan said that it was because of many times of different failures throughout his life that has allowed him to be successful today. Think about that. Like, really break that down, to know that, you know, we see the finished product of Michael Jordan playing basketball and all these years that he's played and won so many different awards and everything. But throughout his life, he's had a lot of failures. And he is saying that due to those failures is what's making him successful, has made him successful today. So why can't we look at that? Why can't we look at our failures that we have fallen short on? And why can't those things affect us in a positive way today? And that's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about one past failure and consider both how helpful it was for you in that time or unhelpful it was for you. And what is the most valuable lesson that you've learned from it? So growing up for me, it was that I was told that I'll never amount to anything. I'll always be a failure. I wasn't smart enough. And then the more and more, like, I remember getting my transcripts from school and even calling them to tell them they had the wrong person. Like, somebody had stolen my identity because this wasn't me, or an imposter that was with the same name, or it was the girl with the same name but was not me. And I remember the Lord clearly just laying it on my heart, like, you are very smart. What makes you think that you're not? And it was those lies that I was believing about certain things that I would fail at growing up in my home. And it was silly things. I was very young and naive and gullible and did stupid mistakes, honestly, guys, growing up. You know what that, you know, being a, you know, an adolescent and learning things and trying to get people to approve of you and people pleasing. I did a lot of silly things, you know. But those silly things really played out in my life where I began to not believe in myself of doing anything that was a success for me. And so it was beautiful to see how the Lord just started really bringing those things up to, you know, to me. I had already had attempted to do school several years ago when I had my first son that's now 27. And I attempted to do the whole school thing and it was very condensed. And I quit right through it. I did about 3 semesters and then that was the end of that. And never pursued school until years and years later into my 40s, guys. And it was extremely hard. I had not been in school forever. Like math, if you've heard some of my podcasts, math is of the devil. It is the enemy. And having to go back to school and trying to juggle a family was not easy. But I was very determined on what God had told me to do and what he wanted for my life. And so I began to go back to school. And eventually it started with just getting a certification, you know, and then the Lord was like, no, I want you to finish what I've asked you to finish here. And so then I went for my bachelor's, then I did my grad program, and now I have my own business, and I'm an independent contractor as well at another location. And so I've seen God's hand upon me, knowing that those things that I failed at the past, God was coming right back around to let me know, it's okay. What did you learn from that? So that you don't make that same mistake again. And what could you have sharpened? And what could you do differently today? And so I've seen God's hand upon me, guys, even in my failures, even in my moments of life where I've fallen short, where I missed a mark completely, where I made investments and never finished it, where I've done things even like a podcast. Like I invested tons of money and I was determined that if I invested the money, I was going to launch a podcast. And the Lord made it happen. But do you know how many years I spent in fear of like, who's going to listen to me, or I'm not, don't sound eloquent or whatever. And even right now, you're probably hearing a lawnmower in the background. And guess what? It's the lawnmower across the street. But it's just like those things like that, the perfectionism would kick in and I'd have to start all over my podcast. And I'm like, no, this is life. This is day-to-day living for me. And so it may not be polished as some people see that a podcast should be polished or highly edited, but this is real life for me and this is where I'm at. And I'm okay with that. And I've settled that in my heart to know like it doesn't have to be perfect. I just need to display the message that God has given me that day. And there's going to be people that it's going to fall, you know, on their lap of who I am. And that message is really going to bring hope to them and going to bring healing to them. And so that's the goal, guys. And so I want you to be able to look at those failures that are in your life that have maybe passed, you know, they're gone. It's been years ago. But even choosing one today that you can look at and see, how was it helpful for you? How was it unhelpful? And what was the lesson that you learned here? Because I believe that has a lot to do with maybe you may be stuck somewhere and haven't not attempted to do something that maybe you feel like you have the giftings for, but are afraid or operating in fear or don't believe in yourself or doubt yourself. And those are all, you know, very valid emotions that you're feeling, but we can't let our emotions dictate where we're going in this world. We all are set up to have an assignment while we're here on earth. And God has all given us different giftings of different things that we're supposed to be doing. It's kind of like we're on the mission. And we're on borrowed time here. And what are you going to do with that time that you have? Are you going to stay stuck in those failures? Or are you going to do something about it and learn like, what did I learn from this? And what can I take away from this life experience that I felt like such a failure or that I fell short in or that I'm ashamed of or holding on to guilt because of whatever that is? God doesn't want you to live in that bondage anymore. He doesn't want you to be your own prisoner when the cell doors have been opened for you to just step outside and experience a life of freedom, a life of healing, and even a life of success. And success doesn't have to look at working in a corporate world and then, you know, making six figures. All those things are nice. But I'm saying even a success in our thoughts, in our day-to-day living, in the work that we're putting in to help us grow to become better individuals, we can be very successful even in those things that can be so impacting for us. And you never know who's listening and who's watching. You never know who's on the sidelines just looking at your life and just watching the season that maybe you're facing today and looking to see, what are they going to do? And you never know that the season that you're in may feel like it's just for you, but it's probably for the girl that's standing on the sideline or the guy that's standing on the sideline or the family or marriage that's standing on the sideline looking for hope. And you may be that person that can witness to them and let them know, like, you know what? Take a look at my life here, you know, and look at where God has intervened and look at where I am today. And so I want to encourage you. This is going to be a very short episode, just very practical tools for you of just really remembering that quote by Michael Jordan that says, I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and this is why I succeed. So take one past failure and consider how it was helpful and unhelpful for you back then. And what is the lesson that you could learn and maybe walked away today to cause reflection? And don't allow those things, those failures, those shortcomings to dictate who you are today. It's time to step outside of that cell and walk into the life that God has created for you to have. A life of success, of healing, of freedom, of hope, of joy, of accomplishment, a life of just knowing that you've been empowered and called to do some amazing things in this world, but you are holding yourself back by still staying stuck in those failures or those shortcomings. And God is saying, it's time to come out. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel? And go ahead and leave me a review. Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.